From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Two bits of news today emphasize the current mortgage crisis. Southern California had the biggest monthly drop in home prices in 20 years last month. The median home price fell 10.3%, according to DataQuick Information Systems. And the Federal Reserve has proposed new regulations to combat predatory lending. Critics of the Fed say it's been too slow to act on the problems in the subprime mortgage market. These new rules would only affect future mortgages. And some say that's too little, too late. NPR's Chris Arnold has more.
The Federal Reserve has a broader power than any other regulator to ban unfair or deceptive mortgage lending, but it has never used that authority. And for a long time, there were signs that the wheels were coming off the train in the mortgage business. 7 years ago, one of the Fed's own governors called for better oversight of shady subprime lending. There were warnings from a top Treasury official and many consumer groups.
They've had ample warning.
Deborah Goldstein is a vice president at the Center for Responsible Lending. The group has been saying for years that a wave of overly aggressive and sloppy loans would spark a major foreclosure crisis if home prices started falling. Still, the previous Fed under Alan Greenspan did nothing.
If the Federal Reserve had required sound underwriting practices in the subprime market, we could have avoided an enormous foreclosure crisis that we're seeing today.
The Greenspan Fed took the view basically that the risk of looser lending standards was justified by the fact that a lot more people were able to buy homes. But critics now say Greenspan wasn't paying attention to just how out of control those standards and loan products had become. Greenspan's been rejecting the idea that he's to blame. He recently told NPR it wouldn't have mattered if the Fed curbed the spread of unorthodox adjustable rate loans. Those loans and their big payments increases are often linked to the spike in foreclosures.
If adjustable rate mortgages at low interest rates were not available, these purchases in very large measure would have gone on in any event financed by fixed rate 30-year mortgages and have the same effect on prices.
He's saying the housing bubble and the subsequent fallout would have happened anyway. Greenspan says similar housing bubbles have burst in other countries around the world. It's with all this as a backdrop that the Fed is now stepping forward to craft some tougher regulations on mortgage lenders. The current chairman, Ben Bernanke, today unveiled a new set of proposed rules to protect against, he said, fraud, deception, and unfairness.
These acts and practices hurt not just borrowers and their families, but entire communities and the economy as a whole. They have no place in our mortgage system.
The new rules wouldn't allow companies to charge hefty prepayment penalties to people who refinance to avoid an increase in their adjustable rate. Such penalties can trap borrowers by charging them, say, $10,000 to get out of their loan. The rules would also require lenders to include taxes and insurance in the payments that they collect from customers, so people can understand when they're considering a loan how much they'd actually owe each month. Also, the rules would require lenders to verify borrowers' incomes and make sure that they can afford to pay back their loans, Federal Reserve Board Governor Randall Krosner.
These proposals alone will not end all the problems in the mortgage market. Many market participants have been taking steps towards self-regulation and correction of some of the problems that we've seen. Consumers also need to be well-informed shoppers.
Deborah Goldstein and consumer advocates are not too wowed by the new rules.
The proposal is disappointing, and we don't think it will have its intended effect.
Goldstein says many of these rules sound good, but there are big loopholes that could allow unscrupulous lenders to keep making deceptive, unfair loans. The American Bankers Association has the opposite take, saying the reforms are good so long as the enforcement isn't overzealous. Chris Arnold, NPR News.